This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hanlon. Todd Mitchell is here. Glad to have you along. Love to have you join us in the conversation by calling 800-228-0550. That's a toll-free telephone number. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Or you can email studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Text Todd, 226-8503. Text me, 367-2054. Let me know what's on your mind. A lot of folks still wanting to weigh in on the Covington situation. You keep those coming in the text. We'll take calls on that when we can here. We're also going to talk with Catherine Mortensen from the National Rifle Association's Institute for Legislative Action and talk about the red flag law being debated in North Dakota. Right now, the gun legislation. Red flag law. We'll talk about that. We have folks from Dakota Medical Foundation stopping by to, actually from the Red River Children's Advocacy Center. Today, talking about the upcoming Dakota Medical Foundation Giving Hearts Day. Giving Hearts Day is coming up, folks, on February 14th. Well, it's going to be fun. And we are highlighting some marvelous charities and the good work they're doing. We're going to chat with them. We're also going to talk to Mark Wagner, talk a little bit about trust planning. Man, have I learned a lot from Mark. And he just is such a great resource for so many families and North Dakota State Endies Estate Services and Trust Planning in the crosshairs today with Mark Wagner. So stay tuned for that. Right now we finish with our friend Troy Kuhn from CNC Farms. Hey, Troy, how's it going?
Hey, not too bad, and thank you with your patience with me there. I was giving testimony here at the legislature, and it ran a little long, so that's why I wasn't available earlier. So thank you for your patience.
Not a problem. We just chatted real briefly with Troy before the last hour ended, and I mentioned the Minot Ag Show, which is a big one. A lot of folks come up for that. So you have some new gizmos, some new bells and whistles, the latest and the greatest. So a good reason to go to the CNC Farms booth, right?
Yeah, right out front of the State Fair Center there. We will be having our new mobile seed cleaning unit with the newest technologies available. Inside will be right by John Deere and Case IH, and we'll have all of our seeds there. We can visit with you all the different crop types. There are some shortages in some areas already, some things to keep track of on certain forages like millet, some of the GT beans. There's some issues there the guy would want to be aware of to be able to book it, those kind of things, and just help educate you. And we'll be giving away door prizes as well.
That sounds like fun. It's always a good time, folks. And as far as the conversation you expect at the booth, Troy, what are folks talking about right now? What are they asking in the way of questions?
Well, most of it is, everybody's asking, where's the money? What can we make money on, with the way the commodity prices are? So there's a lot of discussion there. And then you got to come back to what you can agronomically raise with your history, your herbicide history, your fertility, your soil types, and all those type of things. So we can help work with all of that.
All right, folks, stop and see him at the Minot Ag Show. Give him a call anytime. And you have a new seed conditioner too, right?
Yeah. Yep, new mobile seed conditioner. Yeah, we've got a new style gravity cable out of Germany there that is very, very impressive. It's a two-stage unit. Everything is vibratory or belt, so it can handle the most gentle of crops, and it can handle something from a millet to a garbanzo bean.
Seed supplies, the whole works. Troy Kuhn's Minot Ag Show. Check it out. Troy, good to talk to you.
You too. Take care. Thank you.
Dedicating themselves, their entire business at CNC Farms, to getting you the seed you need. Huge variety available. Check them out at ccseedfarm.com. or call 701-482-7865. All right, I want to talk a little bit about the red flag laws. A bill is being debated with the support of law enforcement in the North Dakota legislature. Catherine Mortensen from the National Rifle Association's Institute for Legislative Action joins us to talk a little bit about this. Catherine, how are you?
Hi, good morning, Scott. Great, thank you.
What is a red flag law? Just so folks that don't haven't been following this understand what we're talking about here.
So these are bills that are popping up all over the country. And while the intention is certainly good, it's aimed at ensuring that people who are mentally unstable, perhaps dangerous to themselves or others, don't have access to a firearm. And I think that that's something we can all agree with. We can all agree, yep, those kinds of individuals should not have firearms. But what we're seeing in some of these states that have passed these so-called red flag bills, like Maryland has one, California has one, is that they are trampling on people's due process rights. They're labeling someone as mentally unfit based on a neighbor or a relative calls in and says, I'm concerned about my great uncle Joey. You know, I think he's been drinking a lot lately. I think he has guns in his house. And we had a case in Maryland not too long ago where law enforcement showed up in an elderly man's house. They busted in the door. And anyway, he ended up dead. It was a terrible situation. And it was all based on sort of an anonymous tipster. And that's the kind of thing we totally reject.
No kidding. Now, have you had a chance to review what North Dakota is proposing, the legislators in North Dakota?
Right. I haven't seen all the language in the bill. We have a state director there on the ground who's looking at it. But I can just tell you, generally speaking, the bills that we have seen come up across the country are not protecting due process rights. I mean, by due process, we simply mean that a person has an opportunity to have a hearing in court. There's evidence presented. Witnesses have to come forward. You know who your accuser is. A judge has to make a ruling. I mean, those are the sort of basic protections that everyone is afforded in this country.
Yeah, and by the way, if they don't want to participate in the process, you know, well, then they probably shouldn't have their gun, and they'd quickly, do that. But they should be given that. I couldn't agree with you anymore. Here's the deal. I just don't know how you, without that, have any idea of, the facts, right? I mean, how do you know you're getting it right? I mean, there's just way too many stories of people that have had them taken away that didn't. And this could be used by a weapon. If I say, hey, Catherine threatened me, and she's crazy, and she's got a gun, and you better take it away. If they can take it away without any proof of that, just me saying it, we're in big trouble. Does that happen?
Oh, it absolutely happens. And that is our biggest concern. Like an ex-spouse or a former boyfriend or girlfriend makes up some crazy claim, and you have no opportunity, first of all, to even know who's made the claim against you. No evidence is presented. A judge doesn't get to make a ruling. And those are the kinds of activities that we are very concerned with. I mean, you know, the bottom line is if the state can deny due process rights to these kinds of law-abiding citizens and to stop them, you know, what's to stop them from doing this to anyone? I mean, these are fundamental American values.
Is this a organized effort by the people we affectionately refer to here as gun grabbers? In other words, I don't doubt law enforcement here. You know, law enforcement, bless their heart, they deal with this day in and day out. They're the ones that have to run into the bullets. So, you know, they understandably are quick to say, yes, please, any solution. And mental health issues are a big deal in law enforcement right now. So I get why they would support it. But are they sort of the front people for a larger, effort to, hey, let's use red flag laws. Let's go this way. Is this their latest grab guns?
Yes. For a number of years, we have seen the Michael Bloomberg-backed groups. He's, of course, the New York mayor who's handed out millions of dollars to gun control groups. This is a top priority for those national gun control groups, and they're going in state by state because they've been thwarted and been unable to pass their gun control schemes through Congress. They've now moved over to the states, and absolutely, this is a Michael Bloomberg initiative. All those Moms Demand action groups, this is their top priority in many states this year.
Fred in Wing has a question for Catherine. Go ahead, Fred.
Yes, I appreciate you bringing this to our attention. I think it's terrible. It seems like it does happen. But I got something here in North Dakota that really bothers me. You know, from the oil fields to the office buildings to the hospitals, everywhere. When anybody goes to work in North Dakota today, it seems like the people at the job site are saying, you can't bring your gun into the parking lot, even in your car. You can't have even if you have a permit to carry, you can't have it in your car on our property. And so people are afraid to carry their guns. They have no freedom to carry their guns out in public, even if they have a permit. And it's just rapid. You can't go to work anywhere and even have a gun on personal property. So And if I go to that business, I can't even have it if I go to do business there. It's we're really in a quandary with that, too. I think that's a big thing. It's really big.
Right. Thank you for bringing that up. That is a big thing. And all across the country, we've been working, again, it's state by state. And sometimes we call them parking lot bills, where it will allow a person who works, you know, at a private business to keep the firearm, you know, securely locked in the parking lot of their, you know, with their car is parked. These are, and what you're getting to is the main issue, the main tactic that the gun control groups have been using. It is to, in small ways, chip away at our ability to defend ourselves by making it difficult to carry a concealed firearm.
Fred, thanks for the call. Catherine, hang on if you could, and we'll just finish on the other side of the break, and I'll try and have a few more details on some specifics in the North Dakota law just to pass along as well. But as you say, they're kind of all out of the same mold. But we'll talk about that more in a moment. The NRA's Catherine Mortensen with us on What's on Your Mind. Questions welcome. More after this.
If your business is thinking about a new location or looking to upgrade your office furniture and design layout, there's one place you should talk to for sure. InterOffice Workspace Furniture. They have knowledgeable experts trained in the fields of workspace design for healthcare, higher ed, government settings, and they can do ergonomic assessments of your current workspace or plan space. Not only that, the team of designers at InterOffice have interior design degrees, which helps them know the health and safety challenges of the building you are in or moving into, so they can help design your space to be efficient, collaborative, functional, and safe. Being the exclusive Herman Miller dealer for the state of North Dakota gives them access to research about workspace settings and what works well for your type of industry or business. The team at InterOffice works closely with you on the project from beginning to end. So if you are thinking about moving or upgrading your workspace, talk to InterOffice Workspace in Fargo and Bismarck or go online to interofficend.com.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. How do we know? We talked to North Dakota farmers, like Michael Howell from Castleton. How much North Dakota corn goes to ethanol?
Well, the guys that are growing corn in our area, it can get as much as 50-60%. Again, they like having that extra market. Castleton's a growing community. Tharaldson Ethanol Plant's one of the largest taxpayers in Cass County. And then you've got the city tax, too, there for Castleton. It's helped build brand new schools, increased home development throughout the town.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and they benefit small-town North Dakota.
It's just a really good economic multiplier for these rural communities, and not just Castleton. Of the four other ethanol plants, they're all located in small towns. And those towns and communities are feeling the increased tax revenue from having those industries.
Keep listening for more conversations with North Dakota farmers about ethanol and agriculture. They're one. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's thebestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click thebestedpill.com. That's T-H-E bestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
Continuing on What's on Your Mind, brought to you today by University of Mary. Do you know they have business partnerships at the University of Mary? If you're a business and you don't have a partnership with the University of Mary, I would seriously consider learning a little bit more about this. Contact the University of Mary today. Ask them about the business partnerships. What it helps you do is retain your employees. Mary provides scholarships to your employees, no cost to you and your employees. enhance their skills and continue their careers. But 50 businesses across the region are doing this already, partnering with the University of Mary. Classes start every 5 weeks. They design a program and a scholarship experience to meet your unique needs. I need more managers. I need more, you know, whatever it is. Contact the University of Mary today, 701-355-8030, or enroll at enroll@umary.edu is the email address to learn how your business can partner with the University of Mary. All right, back with Catherine Mortensen. And Catherine is with the National Rifle Association's Institute for Legislative Action. We're talking about the proposed red flag law in North Dakota, establishing public safety protection orders, a process where law enforcement officers or family members could petition a court to temporarily prohibit someone deemed to be a danger to themselves or others from possessing a firearm. Now, does it give you any comfort at all, Catherine, that it says law enforcement officers or family members there?
No, again, I mean, the bottom line, whether it's law enforcement or whether it's a family member, there has to be a court process. There has to be evidence presented. And the individual has to have an opportunity to defend themselves. That's what we're looking for here, is just making sure that nobody has the fundamental right under the Constitution taken away from them by some sort of anonymous tipster and without getting the basic protections that the law provides for. And, you know, you pointed out earlier to me that you're seeing a lot of the bigger city police chiefs jump on board this. And we've seen that in other states as well. But we tend to work more closely with the sheriffs across the country. And the reason the sheriffs have not jumped on board with these types of bills is the sheriffs are elected by the people. Police chiefs are not. They're not as accountable to the voters as the sheriffs are. The sheriffs recognize that when you can take away someone's fundamental right to protect themselves without any kind of a court hearing, that that's a problem. And we would say, you know, what are your sheriffs in North Dakota saying about these red flag bills?
That's a good question.
That should be a source there.
Good question, and we'll ask for sure. John, traveling Highway 2, question for Catherine Mortensen from the NRA on the red flag law proposed in the North Dakota legislative session. Go ahead, John.
At the top of this interview, you mentioned how the police busted in, I believe was your term, and ended up someone was killed by the police. How do they, when they issue these orders, does the order to the police say, feel free to do whatever you want, bust in, you don't have to, you have to take no steps for a legal process? The term busted in means busted in. In other words, there's a guy inside and he's shooting a rifle out the window. Cops would bust in to stop that.
In the case that I'm
lunatic or got a problem or drinks or whatever and files an order, you're saying bust in. So do the police bust it on everybody or what?
Well, it's each state writes their own laws. So, you know, everyone's could be different. I don't know how the wording is in North Dakota. But in Maryland, the man in question, he was not actively shooting his gun out the window or doing anything that was putting anyone at risk. Law enforcement came to his door and forcibly entered. And he, if I understand it all, he picked up his firearm to defend himself, concerned for his safety. He didn't know who was at his door. Anyway, the situation becomes very, very tenuous and dangerous when you have law enforcement going to people's homes that have firearms and seeking to confiscate them. I mean, the individual in question has the right to know, hey, if someone's coming to take my firearms, I should have a court hearing. I should be able to present evidence. A judge should make a decision in this case. There shouldn't be an element of surprise when someone sneaks up to your home like that.
John, appreciate the call. We are getting a little tight on time. We need to go. Catherine, we're going to have you back. We'll watch this debate closely. Obviously, there's two houses in the North Dakota legislature, so this one's got a ways to go, but we'll continue to follow it. Appreciate all your good work on this. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Scott, for all you're doing. Okay, bye.
Catherine Mortensen from the NRA with us on What's on Your Mind. 25 past the hour, as I mentioned earlier, Giving Hearts Day is coming up. It is a wonderful day for charities all across the region, and it happens every February. And with us right now to tell us a little bit about the work they're doing and why they'd like your support on Giving Hearts Day is Anna Frizzle. She's Executive Director of the Red River Children's Advocacy Center. Hi, Anna. How are you?
Hello. I'm great.
So tell us how you advocate for kids. How do you serve kids and families?
Well, the Red River Children's Advocacy Center has been serving kids and families in the Red River Valley up and down from Canada to South Dakota, both on the North Dakota and Minnesota side for over a decade now. And we focus on helping children and teenage victims of sexual and physical abuse, neglect, and exploitation. We help them tell their story and begin that process of healing from the trauma that the abuse has caused them. So, or has left them with. So, you know, every child is different and every family is different. Some children have a very, have a tougher road than others, but we know that every child benefits from, great services given to them at the, point when they tell about what has happened to them. So that's what we're about.
Well, good for you. Now, is the family involved in this as well? I mean, is this just talk a little bit about the role of the family of the children in your process?
We recognize, you know, one thing we see is that a lot of children, almost the vast majority of the children we see, are the victims of abuse that's inflicted on them by people that are trusted members of their lives that they love. Might be a family member, might be someone that's in the inner circle of their family. And that's most of the kids we see with both sexual and physical abuse. So we're careful, first of all, to make sure that the family members that we're working with are not family members that have, that are the offending parent or caregiver. And so we work really hard to help the child tell their story. And we recognize, everybody in this work recognizes, that in order for these kids to heal, they need to have a supportive network of loving family members who understand, have dealt with their own trauma for what's happened to their child, first of all. Because, you know, as a parent or a caregiver, it's pretty tough to hear this stuff has happened to your child. So we have to help them deal with understand how they're feeling and then deal, know how to help their child and support their child and get the right referrals in place. So the family and the caregivers are real important to that child. And at the center, we work real hard to try to bring all those pieces together. Yep.
The Red River Children's Advocacy Center, this is tough stuff. This is people you want. You want resources like this unavailable when horrific situations like this happen, and they can expand with a great Giving Hearts Day. So
that's
find
right.
them
We're
on the Giving Hearts website. Yeah, exactly. Red River Children's Advocacy Center, and by the way, serving kids and families, Eastern North Dakota and Western Minnesota. Anna, thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
Good luck to you on Giving Hearts Day. More coming up, folks. Don't go away.
Matt, the pizza guy here for Pizza Corner Pizza. We've tag-teamed with Outdoor Bound TV host Kurt Wallbeck to give away an unforgettable trip for two with you. Right, Kurt?
That's right, Matt. One lucky winner will get the opportunity to fish with the Outdoor Bound TV crew on famous Devil's Lake next winter. All the fishing equipment and accommodations are provided. You just show up ready to fish. But there's only one way that you can win.
And that's by visiting PizzaCornerPizza.com. Must be age 18 to register.
Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner Pizza.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Supreme Court will allow the Pentagon to start enforcing the Trump administration's transgender ban. The order allows a limit to transgender military service while the issue plays out in the lower courts, as the Supreme Court may not review that order until sometime next year. And the nominees are for Best Picture at this year's Oscars:
Black Panther,
Black Klansman,
Bohemian Rhapsody,
The Favorite,
Green Book,
Roma,
A Star is Born,
and the eighth and final nominee, Vice.
The 91st Annual Academy Awards ceremony will be in Hollywood on February 24th. R&B singer Chris Brown under arrest in Paris on suspicion of rape. French police say a 24-year-old woman is alleging she was raped at Brown's hotel room on January 15th. And this is USA Radio News.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask Home Advisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
A Home Advisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free Home Advisor app.
Home Advisor.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates, our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. After a few days off for the March for Life trek to Washington, D.C. Told you a little bit about that, but there's a part of the trip that I haven't told you about that I'm going to talk about before the end of the show. So stay tuned for that coming up here in a little bit as well. And by the way, you know, Mondays we're spending time scrutinizing what's happening at the legislature, but there's so many things that are out there right now and different bills. If there's something you're really interested in, let us know, and we'll do a little digging on that. I say that because, obviously, the red flag laws, prompted some interest. So folks are wondering about that and totally understand. What's on your mind brought to you in part by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons today. I have talked a lot about the fact that H.A. Thompson & Sons has this rich history of serving North Dakota. Started in Bismarck back in 1908, the little plumber, and grew and grew and grew. High-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, mechanical contractor services grew to be across the region of North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana. One of the things that has been fascinating to learn about is how they maintain the mechanical heating and cooling systems of 600-plus buildings throughout the Northern Plains, and the certainty that brings to the bottom line of these businesses is something I know you'd be interested in. So if you're seeing a bottom line that just fluctuates and, oh, I've got to do repairs here and, oh, a new unit there and, oh, capital cost there, talk to them. This is working great partnership with a lot of folks across the region. 701-223-3393, HATandSons.com. Well, I get one of the great pleasures on this program every now and then to learn a whole lot about estate planning and trusts from my friend Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. And a longtime sponsor of this program, we appreciate that very much. Every once in a while, he stops by to see us and come off the road for a little while and say hello. So how are you doing, sir?
Oh, Scott, it's always a pleasure to be able to come over here and visit with you. And now that you guys have this wonderful new building, people need to come over just to say hi, just to get a tour. I'm just taken back about how nice this is.
So are you going to wave at us now when you come by on I-29?
Hey, I'm gonna honk on the horn as I go past on 29. You know, Scott, I got to give you a hard time here a little bit, but I just get a kick out of visiting with you for a few minutes. Thank you for having me on your program.
Glad to have you here, no doubt about it. So you help people, right?
Oh,
I mean, that could
yeah.
be right there on your business card. You help people, and you always talk about being part of situations where family members aren't on the same page prior to a loved one's death, and then it's a big fight, right?
You know, that's one thing that if you ever talk to the mom and dad that I'm working with and I ask them, why do you want help? They'll say, well, Mark, we just want something that we need. I never give people what they need. I always find out what you want, because what you want is way more important than what you need. And you know what the first thing that mom wants? She wants an easy settlement for the family.
Peace. She just wants everybody to get along.
Totally. And then she'll go on to say that I'm looking to get done talking to her. I'm looking at Dad. And I said, you know what? What do you want, sir? He goes, well, I remember what I want. I don't want the nursing home getting anything. I want to make sure the kids get it. And I want my wishes honored completely. And number three, I don't want any attorneys or probate judges. A lot of the clients here that I have in North Dakota, they also got land in multiple states, like in South Dakota that border us, and also Minnesota, lake properties. Well, you got to realize that if you have a will for your estate, a will only comes into effect after you die, and if you have that property listed in your personal name, then it'll automatically be probated. What that means is that after you die, a probate judge goes ahead and looks at it to verify and authenticate that was you that died. He turns around and gives it to probate attorneys, and what they do is then everything they said, everything in your will is 100% public record, and people can find out how much money the kids are getting. You may not value your own financial privacy, but let me ask you, what value do you place upon your grandkids' financial privacy and your kids' privacy? Everybody finds out. Everybody finds out. A lot of my clients also have property in Arizona. We got a lot of snowbirds around here. Someday, hopefully, I can be a snowbird.
You and me both, yeah.
I think Sherry would wish I was a snowbird half the time so I don't horse around the house.
Get him out of here.
But unfortunately, those properties in every state that you have property is going to be probated if you have a will set up for the state. But one thing I didn't say right away that I always like to mention, Scott, you know what, Mark's not an attorney, right? I'm an estate planner. Even though I look at legal documents, I look at trust documents all the time, and I make sure all the funding is in place. Funding does not mean that you're giving Mark more money. I have a simple one-time flat fee, and I think that's why a lot of people appreciate our business model. Our business model is different, Scott. What do you mean different? Well, oftentimes when you set up a trust will typically run a guy anywhere between $5,000 to $7,000, and from a generic attorney. And that attorney, what he's going to do is he's going to send you out a letter of instruction, what you need to do, and you're going to look at that letter of instruction, and you're going to be like me. You're going to be like deer in the headlights. How do I? And next thing you know, you're going to be grabbing your phone again for another $300 an hour. And he's going to be trying to explain it to you. And every time you turn around, it's another $300 an hour. You'd be lucky if you get away with $7,000. When people use us, our model is completely different. It's non-transactional, even though we have a business here.
And you still can have an attorney look at all.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You don't have to use the ones that Mark used. You can use any one. However, when you use us, only about 20% of what an attorney does is all the legal stuff. The other 80% an attorney does is the non-legal administration. However, an attorney will still bill you $300 an hour for that. Me and my associates, we take care of all that non-legal administration, therefore saving you anywhere between 30 to even a lot of cases up to 50% on just the setup fees, and we never have another fee for you to have your annual funding reviews, and also we do the death settlement at no additional cost. Because if you have a trust and everything's funded in there, nothing is probated at your death. Nothing is. So settlement is really easy. Matter of fact, the next day I got to run up to Williston to take care of a death settlement for a client up there. So,
common concerns beyond the ones you've talked about that you hear most often would be what?
They just want it protected. They want it protected. And there is two types. There's several different types of vehicles you can use. But what I see out there is if they have anything, they'd have a will set up. But you have to remember, a will does nothing to help for incapacity issues. Professionals say that 2 out of every 3 people are going to end up in a rest home of some type. And if you have land, you will never ever qualify for Medicaid. You'll never do it. So the only other way is to either buy insurance, and that insurance policy, I never condemn people for buying that, but there's only one way, Scott, that premium goes, and it's never down. You don't have to keep up with those increases. I tell a guy that right now, because oftentimes at that point people are on fixed incomes, but if you don't keep up with the premium, guess what happens to your daily benefit? It decreases. So your next best option, your best nursing home policy per se, in my personal opinion, is $1,500 to set up a irrevocable trust, especially if you never want to sell your land. And most people don't. They just want to take the income off it. They never want to sell it. Then after 5 years in the great state of North Dakota, it's going to be void from that. And they can take the income. They just can't take the land, which causes all the money anyway. So
why? And I love the fact that you prompt these conversations, right? Because that's the big thing. I think most people just don't go there. They don't, you know, they're worried about it. They're concerned about it, but they don't go
right
there. You're prompting the conversation. They have it. So what's the best way to start? How do I get started? I'm just getting a plan set up.
I'm not going to ask people what you need. Oftentimes when you go to an attorney's office, you say, what do I need? You have to realize that attorneys, we need them, and I have great friends that are attorneys, but attorneys are business people, Scott. I mean, they spend mega dollars to get an ROI on their investment. If you have a will set up for your estate, okay, they're going to be representing your family in probate. And you say, well, how bad is that? Well, they'll talk to attorneys and say, well, that's just a simple probate. It won't cost you, quote unquote, that much, but let me ask you, maybe it only costs you $3,000 to $5,000 at minimum, but let me ask you, how much is your privacy worth to you?
Well, why would I even want the process?
I don't know. Why
would I want the delay?
You know what? I don't trust the government. I love our country. I love our patriots. My dad said many times he did not think he was coming home when he was in Vietnam. My older brother, to this day, I was walking with him. We're on campus together, cotton picking, car in the parking lot, backfired, and he went flat out on the ground. He got up, I looked at Allie, and yeah, he was part of the combat engineer. He brought all the bombs over to all the different places, and I love our patriots. I can't stand how our citizens aren't utilizing the laws in the land to protect what they have. Do it. Build a foundation. About 6 years ago, well, not quite 6 years ago, back in 06, I got started on the business. I turned my practice upside down, Scott. Why? Because I was doing the investments and I was all doing this, and what would happen is people are dying, then the kids would come back, and everything is in a mess. There's probate, there's kids, and on the attorney, how he makes more money on the will is he gets kids to contest mom and dad's wishes.
Start fighting, exactly right. How do we avoid all that? I got about a minute left. I want folks just to know what they ought to do, how simply this can go.
Scott, what I would say is it starts out with having a good conversation, either with me or with another qualified professional. When you're working with me, we have flat fees. Okay, a typical will run you around $2,000, but for just a little bit more than that, you can set up a will that's also going to deal with incapacity issues, so there's not that legal guardianship that families has to have in case you go in the home, and a power of attorney and your health care director, the one that doctor's been asking for.
But you do this with families all across North Dakota. You sit down and talk and walk through, answer the questions.
I find out what you want.
What number? People call,
seven.
By the way, people call and text Mark at all hours of the day and night, and he is great about, you know, taking questions. So what's the best number?
Scott, the best way to get a hold of me is just to give me a ring, 701-318-0908, and after 10, I had a call last night about somebody who just passed away. Just let me know. Happy to try to help people who need help.
Say that number again.
That's 701-318-0908. Scott, thank you, sir. Thank you. Great seeing you again.
701-318-0908. There you go.
Awesome.
Good to see you, sir.
Talk to you soon.
A topic we don't get a chance to talk about a lot, but it affects a lot of families, obviously, and it's something that conversation can fix so easily. So, Mark Wagner, ND Estate Services. More after this on What's on Your Mind. We'll wrap up coming up.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions include excellent cropland in Clay and Yellow Medicine counties in Minnesota, and excellent crop and pasture land auctions in McLean and Welsh counties in North Dakota, and excellent farm and construction equipment retirement auctions in Hazleton, Steele, and Bowman, North Dakota. For more information, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions and many more at Piper's.com.
Going once, going twice. Sold, sold, sold. Have excess equipment? Don't sell yourself short. Attract buyers 100% online with our international bidders list. Sell all over the world from your location or ours. There are no buyer's fees, and we have auction guarantees. Auction Block, equipped for success.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Did you know you now get more speed with new Speedrower SP windrowers from your Northern Region New Holland dealers? New Holland's new high-speed transport option gives you road speeds up to 24 miles per hour, the fastest in the industry. So you spend less time on the road and more time cutting crop. And there's no need to swivel your seat with New Holland, so you get the same industry-leading visibility and comfort you have when working in the field. See the Speedrower SP windrower at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
Boy, things are getting close here. As I look at the calendar, North Dakota Safety Council, 46th Annual Health Safety and Health Conference is coming up February 20th and 22nd. Pre-conference, February 18th through the 19th. It's North Dakota's biggest safety event. It's a month away, folks. It is a month away. There's a deadline coming up on an early bird rate, too. So this is the week to sign up, ndsc.org. There's a vendor show featuring 130 companies from around the country, all new products, technology, all designed to improve safety at your workplace. If you're looking for a professional development opportunity, no matter what role you hold at the company, you're going to want to check out that event for sure. You need leadership training, they have that too. Friday's lineup includes two tracks of leadership courses. And new in 2019 now is a CEU approval for human resources and the safety professional. Big deal there. And if you're in law enforcement or EMS, you're going to earn CEUs for attending courses as well. So just so much going on. Training for everyone, every sector, ndsc.org. Check that out. final segment of the program today, I mentioned earlier that I want to talk a bit more about the March for Life. So many different angles, and much of it has been related to this national news story. I see Jamie Lee Curtis now has come on and said, I really shouldn't have judged a book by its cover, and I shouldn't have done that. You know, look, we all do that. I think it's easy to pounce on these people that did it early and then not do it. We all do it. Just learn the lesson of doing your own research. This is what's more important than anything. And that's my takeaway. I was mad the second I saw it. That kid, what's he doing? He's going to wreck it for everybody. You know, maybe that's what the media was looking to do. Wreck the March for Life. Tarnish the March for Life. Yeah, I get it. But all of us can now learn a lesson to say, not going to judge media. Big media is done. They really are. So, anyway, that's kind of the national implication. The other was, this is the first time that I've been to the March of Life where I've actually traveled as a chaperone with the kids. I've gone there to cover it before. I've flown in there. I was with the University of Mary's group a couple of years back when they carried the banner. And this is the first time I'm actually among the kids. And I come back with an extra little bounce in my step over the fact that there are kids, not only my daughter Haley, who was along, and her classmates, and the others from Shanley who have this rich tradition of going, and many churches do and bring kids from all across North Dakota, a lot of denominations. The pro-life thing is not a Catholic thing. The pro-life thing is a, in my mind, Christian, but just fellow human being thing. To say, okay, we know from science when life begins, why would we ever interrupt that plan? Let's have some other ways. But guess what? I got a lot of gray hair. I'm not going to change this. Nothing I can do or say is going to do it. Don't have enough time left on this planet. But these kids can. These kids can. And I hope they open the eyes of people who are set in their ways on this issue and really maybe haven't thought about it for a while. Why are kids so fired up about this? Why are students so fired up about this? For all the right reasons. It's great. Anyway, I'm just a little more optimistic. I'm normally a half glass half full kind of guy anyway, but I'm a little more optimistic than I was before this trip as a chaperone. And you know, it's not easy for the chaperones. Don't exactly have a, you know, I mean, we're old. You can't sleep anywhere and, you know, curl up in the corner of a seat in a bus. And but I think all of us were just emboldened by these kids. They were great. They really were. And it was fun to have some time, too, with my daughter, Haley, who, you know, all of our kids. You know, we didn't say, hey, you should be pro-life. They just get it. It's just in their DNA, and it's fun to see. So, great time. Great time had by all, and I applaud every parent that says, yes, go. You got to do this. It's going to cost a couple of bucks, but you're going. Let's do it. It's fantastic. Chris in Mayville has some breaking news. I think this might be the one, the only.
This is the one, the only, Scott. How are you doing this morning?
Christopher Larson, I see you're breaking big news about the Ralph Engelstad Arena today, huh?
Absolutely. Just got off the phone with REA General Manager Jody Hodgson, and boy, is it big news in multiple ways.
Tell us, we talked to Jody earlier about, this weekend and some things going on, but he said the announcement was coming later on this $6 million addition. What is $6 million bucks going to buy?
$6 million is going to buy a new center-hung video display measuring 15.5 feet high by 34 feet wide per side. And what that amounts to, Scott, is 2,100 square feet viewing experience for North Dakota hockey fans. Put that in perspective, Scott. It's going to be the biggest center-hung video board in all of college hockey.
2,100 square feet of video screen. As a guy, I love it. That's what more does a guy want than more video pixels and screens and size? I just love it. Chris, thanks so much for that. Appreciate it very much. I'm going to squeeze one more quick call in here from Greg. I got a half a minute for you, Greg. In Bismarck, go.
Hey, I just want to tell you, you need to Google Nathan Phillips. That's the Native American guy that was in Washington, D.C. at that protest. He was at DAPL. He's a professional disruptor. He's also been in some Black Lives Matter things. He's on Google, but they're trying to pull all that stuff down. But This was a setup from the start.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. All of that had been mentioned previously in the show, Greg, but you're exactly right. That's what's going on. And by the way, you Googled it. Why couldn't the New York Times Google it? Why couldn't they at least put a little context in there and say, wait a minute, professional protester alert, you know? God bless you, folks. We'll see you tomorrow. What's on your mind?
Hey, Scott, there are over 100 fjords in your future.
Thanks to you, our good guide, Carol Juven, who's been to Norway how many times?
174 times.
And this tour is filling up, isn't it?
This tour is nearly full.
So we need you to call Carol right now and reserve your spot. My wife Maria and I and our family are headed to beautiful Norway, a celebration of our heritage and the witness of the midnight sun. What is the midnight sun, Carol?
24 hours of daylight, and the Norwegians love it.
See the fjords, hundreds of waterfalls, the majestic mountains, June 15th through June 30th. This will be a seven-day land tour visiting Stavanger, Bergen, Oslo, and Trondheim, and travel 7 days on the west coast to the land of the midnight sun. Call now. A complete packet of information will be sent to you, 800-343-0093. Call Carol and the team right now, 800-343-0093 at Juven Tours and Travel.
Welcome along.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.